Just about 50 miles away from Atlanta, Warren Lee Hill Jr. is incarcerated at the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison. This is where all death row inmates are housed while awaiting execution by lethal injection.
He's under death sentence, and he is eligible for an execution warrant at any time.
Brian Kammer is Hill's longtime attorney. Last month, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied another petition filed on Hill's behalf and thus vacated the stay of execution ordered in February. Warren Lee Hill Jr., his family, advocates, and Kammer have been through this waiting time before. But there's a reason a death warrant has not been signed.
Every day that we don't get an execution warrant is a day I know they don't have the drugs.
According to a statement from the Georgia Department of Corrections, the state does not currently have the lethal injection pentobarbital in supply. Meanwhile, Kammer has filed a petition to the United States Supreme Court. He's hoping the high court will remand the case to a federal district court for a hearing based on new evidence. The reason, says Kammer, is that three doctors have all recanted their original assessment of Hill. According to Kammer, they all agree that Hill, by the state standard, is mentally retarded.
I think that it certainly screams out for at least having some kind of hearing where the doctors can testify. I think that this really requires a court's intervention.
If Hill's petition is granted, says WABE legal analyst Paige Pate, it would be rare.
The only way he has a chance of getting another hearing is to raise this slightly different issue of, I have new evidence now, even under the standard that Georgia has, Mr. Hill does not qualify for the death penalty.
In Georgia, mental retardation must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt to avoid the death penalty. Rose Scott, WABE News.